From attacks that killed dozens of Nigerian soldiers just days before the summit, to rising violence that has killed hundreds in Mali and Burkina Faso in June, security is at the top of the summit's agenda. The meeting has taken on a sense of urgency as the number of violent attacks by armed groups across the region continues to rise.
In 2019, there were no attacks in Ivory Coast, Benin, and in Togo. But in 2021, we witnessed 13 attacks in Ivory Coast, 5 attacks in Benin, and 1 attack in Togo. And it is expected that by the end of the year, we would have almost more than double.
The region's politics are also being debated, with developments in Mali, Guinea, and Burkina Faso under review after military coups overthrew the civilian governments in all 3 countries.
We thought we had deepened our democracies to be resilient in how we respond to the type of crisis afflicting us. But we now know that the democracies we're building was on the surface. So we now need to look at how we are deepening and building democracy beyond just electing leaders on a frequent basis.
He says the region's leaders must police themselves and respect constitutional term limits in addition to providing leadership for their people.
Another concern for West African leaders is a rise of protest against inflation and shortages. Analysts expect more demonstrations like the one recently seen in Ghana, sparked by rising cost of living. And they say there is little regional leaders can do to stop this from happening.
The meeting will usher in new leadership for the ECOWAS Commission with a leaner bureaucracy, a move that's received praise from civil society across the region. Observers are now keenly watching whether financial commitments met at the summit by the member states will result in an actual increase in funding. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Accra, Ghana.